Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to The Startup with Monique Leray, only on LA Talk Radio.
How's it going, Los Angeles? It's your girl, Monique Leray, coming to you, not from Los Angeles, but from one of the beautiful wonders of the world, Niagara Falls. And right over there is Canada, and I'm still in the U.S., and we're streaming live. As you guys know, we're doing a pandemic documentary, and that's taking me all over the country. And so I'm still here in New York doing our casting. But don't worry, we still give you the startup companies, insight, information that you need while I'm on the road. I just wanted to establish that we are here. So that's my portable mic. But right now, we have someone on the line who's a friend of the show and one of our lifestyle experts, live from Bali, Indonesia. And she does a lot of brand placement with us with gifting suites. The lovely Lota Lasason. Lota, how are you today? Good morning.
Good morning. It's very early here in Bali. We are around 7 a.m. here. Yes. So it's bright and shiny.
Oh, wow. Well, good. Thank you for getting up early for us. I see that you're in the kitchen again, and people might know you from the other show. You do a lot of jewelry, you eat food, and you have a Swedish background. Tell us what you're in the kitchen cooking this morning.
So since my background is hospitality, restaurant business, everything like that, times like this, I thought, why not kind of switch on and go back to that trade, because there's not so much else to do at the moment. So yes, today I'm thinking of blending something is Balinese, Scandinavian, and a little bit American tradition. I know you're coming into fall, autumn, so I thought I'd do my twist on a little bit of a hearty alternative or not too heavy of a meal. So today I'm actually going to do a baked salmon with mustard honey. And with that comes a hearty salad with sweet potato in a ginger chili dressing. So that's what I'm cooking.
Wow.
And for dessert, apples. That's your thing. So I'm doing an apple crumble cheesecake with caramel sauce.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Are you going to mail it to me? It sounds so good.
Yeah. we can do, I don't know, what's best that Express can do? Fly over. It might take a couple of days.
That's true. We can't freeze dry it. All right, good. So are you going to show us all your ingredients, or what are we doing here?
Yes.
I'm going to love to see it.
Tip the camera a bit down, put my glasses on so I can see what I do.
Great.
So this is
Ooh, look at that.
What we had today. So this, I prepared the salmon in an oven safe dish, just salt and pepper, and put my asparagus together with it. Now I'm just going to paste them with a paste of honey and mustard. I don't know if you can see me. I need to make myself bigger, I guess. I don't know. Let me know if you cannot see me. So this is just a paste of olive oil, mustard, grainy mustard, and honey. So that's kind of warm spices for the autumn. I'm just going to cover them a bit up like that to your liking.
Do you keep that spice? Lota, do you put that, you mix that spice together? Does it stay overnight in the fridge, or how do people do it?
I mean, this is just mustard, grainy mustard and honey and a bit olive oil. You can prepare that. If you have a dinner party, I mean, you can prepare it after this and just put that in the fridge. I have two salmon fillets here, but I mean, if you want to do a whole slab of salmon or tuna or another meaty fish like mai mai or something like that, that's excellent as well. So this is pretty much it.
Perfect.
So this, I'm just going to put in the oven. I have a gas oven and doesn't really have marks here in Bali. It's a bit give and take. I would say 15 minutes-ish, maybe gas mark 2 or 3 in the oven. I mean, if you don't have an oven, you could actually kind of do the oven, and then I'm going to do the salad.
Yeah.
So let's see and pray that it's going to be ready for before we're done. So the next thing I do is a salad. And I like to kind of mix basil, the dill, as a salad, not just a kind of a decoration. So I like to have that in. It gives a little bit of earthy tone. And as you know, dill is a staple herb in Sweden. Love it, love it, love it. And with that one, I actually just fried up some sweet potato that I pre-cooked. And then I just fried up.
Oh, I love that.
That is kind of your carb.
I've never seen a sweet potato put on a... Yeah, Loda, I've never seen a sweet potato added to the salad before. And I think that's a really nice touch for the fall, for people to do during the holidays. That's a great touch.
Exactly. Because then you need, because usually you have maybe a bread crouton or something like that. I mean, that's just empty carbs. Sweet potato is good for you and looks good and it tastes good. And to add on a little bit of the nutrition, I just have mixed nuts here. This is Balinese kacang tanah, so it's peanuts. Peanuts are big in the States, yes. Some cashews and some sunflower seeds. So this is kind of just, you know, an alternative to not go overboard as we tend to do on holidays.
Beautiful.
I'm just going to have a little bit of Asian twist to it. So it's just olive oil, chili flakes, a bit of fresh ginger grated, and just some lime and salt and pepper.
Cool.
Little soya sauce as well.
That sounds really good.
So I just
I'm so hungry right now, Loda.
Come over. Or can I come over where you are? I want to be where you
are. I want to be where we can swap, you know, like that movie. While Loda is... Is that right, Loda?
Again, I lost you there, darling, for a second.
Here we are. We're back.
Okay.
And, okay, we got you back. Okay. All right. Oh, you got the... So let's, while we're getting ourselves back together, because I know we had a little a moment, on Instagram, you can find Loda on a couple different pages. Archery Jewelry, and it's spelled with two L's. You can find her on Nordic Lights. And tell us more about where they can find you, Loda.
So Nordic Delights, that's my latest addition, and it's going back to my food trades. So it's a homage to my heritage, mixed in where I live today, Bali, that I've been living for 15 years. So I try to do something that is fun and mix the culture. And so under that brand, Nordic Delight, I'm going to do a project called Foods for Thoughts, where I'm going to cook, connect, and contribute. So I'm going to go around and cook with people, hear their story, and shout out to the businesses as they're going in Bali to kind of give people abroad a virtual travel opportunity to see that we still try to make ends meet over here. So that's the next project. So Nordic Delights, that's spelled with Nordic and two E, D-E-E, Lights. And that's on Instagram and on Facebook. And anybody who wants the recipe for today, they can just send me an email to the same address, and I'm happy to send the recipe that I created today.
I love that. That sounds like a really great idea as far as traveling and getting stories. Yeah. And, you know, it seems like people are really needing some recipes and some new things for, you know, as they stay sheltered in place and quarantine. And I know that you've got some other things in the works. And hopefully when the world opens back up, hopefully next year, you'll be out in California and you'll be taking clients and doing consultations. Tell us more about that.
So, I mean, we already planned to do some stuff already, I think, last year, to do this kind of a pop-up event where I kind of mix my heritage, the Vikings, the cooking, the jewelry making, and try to do just some kind of cool event to showcase what we're all about. Also to pay a tribute to Bali, what that has meant during this year. So hopefully, I don't know, next year, fingers crossed, Monique.
Yes. Fingers crossed. I mean, why don't you go a little bit deeper? We want to spend a little more time with you today, so you could just share with people who maybe didn't catch the last episode, where you could just tell them about your story, you know, as an entrepreneur. You've really evolved coming from Sweden and doing it kind of on your own as a badass, as a single lady. Maybe that can inspire some future female entrepreneurs and male entrepreneurs.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it started 15 years ago. I left Sweden with one husband, two infants, and three suitcases. That's how it started, pretty much.
The title of your book.
And it's kind of evolved from that. We had a bit of a hotel for kind of 7-8 years, and parallel to that, we started a restaurant. Come from a very organized society as Sweden. Everything is put out for you there. To come to a country that you're totally on your own, there's no safety net at all. So you have to build your network, your personal kind of trust with the people, learn the culture, and then try to figure the business side out pretty much on your own. It's been super, super challenging, but super rewarding. I wouldn't change it for a day. So down the road, 6 years ago, I'm not any longer together with my husband, but we're still kind of cool with that. We kept the business. Teenagers, my daughters are teenagers now. And I just said, like, what do I do now? I've kind of been there, done that, ticked a few boxes. I want to do something for myself. So I started with a business coach, and he said, so what are the options? What do you want to do? I don't know, maybe jewelry or write a book or something like that. About the baby coming later, who knows? So yeah, I started with the jewelry. That was really rewarding to design, create, and be my own little bubble. I always like to create wherever it is, in the kitchen or, you know, just walking in the woods and feel the nature and get inspired by that. So yeah, that's how I came about. And I think living in Bali has fostered that kind of entrepreneur feeling that you need to have a bit of grit, to survive.
It sounds like it does. And it sounds like you've come full circle. And I like that you say, if we could speak candidly, I like that you say, I've checked a few boxes. It sounds like a lot of women, especially, I can only speak from a female perspective, but I'm sure some men feel this pressure, but there are a few boxes perhaps that one should check in their life for one reason or another. And it sounds like you did it with such class and grace, and you've moved on to this second part of the program, if you will. And how did you maintain your business and a relationship and kids? Because I know a lot of entrepreneurs struggle with that, especially now when they're doing it all under one roof. Any tips?
Know. Yeah. I mean, unfortunately, we're a little bit blessed living in Bali. Indonesia has the big culture of having housekeeping maids. So we arrived with two infants, and you can have a maid that helps a lot.
That's awesome.
So that was kind of, yes, awesome. That takes away all the things that you usually maybe fight about normally. You know, who's going to do the dishes, who's going to blah, 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 taking care of the kids at the same time or whatever. So that took away a lot of that trouble. But in general, I would say, why we moved to Bali was to get a different lifestyle and see the kids grow up more. So we already had that mindset that it's not going to be keep on going in a hustle kind of pace. This is going to be a more of a, let's see how it goes, go with the flow and try to make the best of the situation, because we want to enjoy life too. That's why we moved to this side of the world. So I think it gives you patience to move abroad to a totally different country and totally different culture for you. You kind of need to set the pace of that culture, of that tradition. I think that's healthy. It's healthy once in your life to see if you can kind of change your set ways and make things happen in another way, equally good.
Yes, I like that you put that perspective out. And I think you know, a lot of people are doing some soul searching at this moment in our history, or at least what is my life about? I think people are really doing some searching in that maybe it is a good time to start that new business. Maybe it is a good time to move, you know, into that new area. And what advice would you say? It sounded like you did some research for that area first.
I mean, yeah, it was different. 15 years ago, everything was different. Yes, do your research and if you can, find a networking group on site, kind of an expat community before you do the move, I would say. But don't let things stop you. Like, you know, I had this country house, or, you know, my family will be upset. Right? You need to decide for yourself what is quality for you and your family, and what is going to be the best in the long run for everybody. I think that's one thing. But I mean, in these times, you cannot really travel, but it doesn't mean you can kind of explore. If I could travel, where would I want to go? How does that country look like? What would I be doing? And just maybe get inspired, because you never know if that plant or seed takes you somewhere where you are at, something you can you know, refine where you're at.
That's a good point as well. We're talking about, and I think someone maybe 2 weeks ago, we were talking about maximizing what you have right now. It might have been Simon. He's our psychotherapist that comes on. Maximizing what you have and just being grateful and moving from where it is. And I know that you come from that place as well, of attitude of gratitude and maximizing what you have now. What do we have to look forward to with your new brand, Nordic Delights, and maximizing what you guys
want to do? I like cooking. I like connecting. So that's what I'm going to do. Who knows? I don't know if I'm going to make money on it or not, but I know that's a skill that I like, that I can do. And I think the first thing to do in this crisis situation is, because you feel you feel cramped up. I don't have the finances. How is going to go with everything? Blah, blah, blah. You can kind of get blocking yourself. I think, okay, if I can't control that part, but what can I do? Yeah. Can I serve someone else? Can I help out somewhere? So that's where this brand is going to take me. I'm going to go out there. I'm going to cook. I'm going to shoot sessions. I'm going to put it up on YouTube, people to watch it. Maybe inspire someone to just cook a new recipe for the day, or just spending time with their loved ones. I don't know, but that's my part of the contribution, I think. Do what you can.
Yes. I think, because we speak about a lot of ideas on this show. It is the startup, and a lot of times it's also the revamp. You know, the show could be called the revamp or the reboot or the try again.
Yeah, for sure.
We all can relate to that as entrepreneurs. And I feel like with your brand, Loda, specifically, I keep getting this flash of, like, I go to the store and I just grab the tray and it says Nordic Delights from Bali with a Swedish twist, and I pay the money and I can pop it in my oven and I can have a taste from your kitchen. I'm hoping that might be something at least in the back of your mind somewhere.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
I do. I had this idea as well with this three-story shop, where it's a shop till you drop and it's a one-stop shop, but you can buy the homeware, you can buy the cookbooks, the traditional, what is the smorgasbord, and then you can get the prepacked food, better than IKEA. And then the whole concept.
IKEA. Shout out to IKEA. Thank you so much for the food and the sauce and the meatballs. When
yeah,
I used to
we love
people,
IKEA.
It was
IKEA.
Good back then.
Yes.
So as
nothing
far
wrong
as
IKEA.
Archery jewelry, I wanted... Oh, no, nothing wrong. I want to actually show everybody I'm wearing one of your pieces. Loda also is the original of this beautiful cuff. It's got all the beautiful archery. I don't mean to put out my middle finger, and I don't have a manicure, but I'll go like this. It's the silver one, everybody. It's this beautiful piece. I get so many compliments on whenever I wear it. And, you know, we wore it for the one-year anniversary, and I had some of her pieces on. Tell us again about your design. I was in Puerto Rico last week, and someone saw that design there, and the lady was very intrigued by the symbolism.
Yeah, so that's what I do with everything I do. I think I try to do how you do one thing is how you do everything. So, of course, my jewelry design brand is also inspired from my heritage, the Vikings and that kind of the cool Nordic rustic vibe mixed with the craftsmanship and the artisan who makes it here in Bali. So the symbol you're talking about is very connected to the Viking era. It's not actually a Viking, it's Icelandic. Vegvísir that actually supposed to lead your way. So I thought that's a cool way. We all need something sometimes to lead our way. So it's kind of a, like a compass-ish inspiration. And I have one collection that's called Your Way, where that ring is actually a part of it, together with a big cuff and some studs and stuff like that. So that's kind of what I try to do.
Love it.
Yeah. I need to check my
Let's check on the salmon. Wait, while we're checking on the salmon, I want to encourage you guys to follow me on Instagram, follow me on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. It's Monique, M-O-N-I-Q-U-E, Laray, L-R-E-S-T-I-N-S-O-N, or The Startup with Monique Laray. I've got this mask on. You can't see my face. Also follow Loda at Archery Jewelry with two L's, spelled the Swedish way. Or you can follow her on Nordic D Lights and LA Talk Radio, of course. And we're always looking for new startup brands to be on the show. We'll feature you here. If you're looking for an outlet, if you're looking for a place to begin your startup journey and get some exposure, we can do that for you. And it looks like Loda has some salmon she's got out of the oven now. Loda, how's that salmon looking?
Pretty awesome if you ask me.
Oh my God, I'm so hungry. Yes. So, you know, I'm finding that people are doing a lot more cooking at home, and Loda has maximized this opportunity. I know that she's launching some amazing things. So if you're at home with your loved one and you don't know what to cook anymore, try her Nordic Delights. I know that she's available for consultation online, so you can hire her as your e-personal chef, and she will design a menu and teach you how to cook it. And
absolutely,
there's a time difference in LA from Bali.
Yes.
Yeah. Tell us about that program.
I don't mind doing morning cooking.
Okay.
This is just a quick look at the, I don't know if you can see it.
Oh, beautiful. Wow. They're cooked really quick, too.
Yes.
Amazing. It's healthy. It's low calorie.
And it got some salt. It's good for fall, you know. Can I just
that's show awesome. You can definitely keep
dessert.
Yes. Oh, what do you got there? What's that?
That's the apple pomegranate.
I'm so hungry. Oh, my goodness. That's right. You did say apples. Oh, my gosh. All apples that in the morning there.
It's about it's apple. Apple is the staple food of autumn, yeah?
Yes, it's perfect.
So this is a picture for everybody at home. This one is actually a can of, what do you call that, sweetened milk? Condensed milk?
Okay, condensed milk.
Condensed milk. If you boil this, cover this with water and boil it for 2 hours, you're getting caramel sauce.
Wow. Okay. Ooh, this looks so good for some, if you're by your fireplace, once it gets cool, light some candles.
Ta-da.
Work on your business plan. Wow, look at that, beautiful.
Let's
see your reaction there, Loda. You're going to have to. Wow. Amazing. So if someone doesn't know how to cook and they're Zooming and they're teaching their kids and they're running their business and they're taking care of their loved ones and their significant other, and they don't know how to cook, what are some tips for them if they just want to jump into the kitchen and get their feet wet? I mean, do you remember when you first started cooking? I mean, any beginner tips?
the first recipe I wrote down, I think I was, I don't know, 10. That was actually French toast.
Oh.
I made French toast. And it's simple, and it is kids friendly, yes. And you can do it together. So that's pretty much just, you know, egg, milk, cinnamon, maybe some sugar, brown sugar or something else. And we sat together and just dipped some toasted bread and boom, fry it and serve it with fresh berries or some cool jam or maybe whipped cream or maple syrup. So that's a good, easy start. Otherwise, that's fish is pretty easy. Baking fish in the oven, you know, it comes in handy. And a hearty salad. I always love a salad every day.
And it sounds like it's not a lot of money, like you said. You know, it sounds like it's pretty affordable and the calories are low. I want to also take this moment. We're going to pause. We just have about 10 more minutes with Loda. We'll let her put her food away and reset. While she's doing that, we've got 13 cities down. We're headed to about seven more. The next cities we're going to, once I get home here from New York, will be Santa Monica, Malibu area. We haven't covered that. We'll be in Honolulu, Hawaii, as the restrictions loosen there. We're going to keep you posted on that. We're also going to go to Anchorage, Alaska. And then we're going to pause 14-day quarantine again. We'll be in St. Louis, Missouri, Nashville, Tennessee. We're looking at potentially Colorado and maybe Amarillo, Texas, and New Orleans. But we'll keep you posted. And if you have a COVID-19 story, survival story, whether that be physically, mentally, emotionally, business-wise, all of the above, and you want to share your story, or maybe you have a friend that would like to share their story, you can email us at capaquariusmedia@gmail.com. That's capaquariusmedia@gmail.com. Or you can just DM me on the Startup with Monique LeRae Instagram station, our Instagram channel page, or you can DM me at Monique LeRae Stinson. And thank you guys so much for being patient with me on that plug. Loda, we're back with you. We've got 10 more minutes. What do you want to share about your brands? Because it's plural. You have many brands that we don't know about, and maybe some exciting stuff for the new year that you'd like to share.
Absolutely. So I have, I started with the restaurant Capas Morgas, In and Out of Bad, with the online cooking. So people can hire me there online and I can cook a Scandinavian recipe or a recipe of their liking. And that's a great way to connect in these days. And I also have then my archery jewelry, the jewelry brand, where we started to work on that and try to get it a little bit more kind of an affiliate business to the LA. It doesn't happen yet, but if someone is interested and want to look into that and want to be part of this cool brand, they can email me on archerjewelry@gmail.com and we can talk about that. And the latest edition is the Nordic Delight, where I'm going to go around in Bali and cook and showcase locations, local people, expat, small businesses, big businesses, restaurants owners, to connect, cook, and contribute. So that's what I'm going to do. What the new year holds, I don't know. I hope I can book a ticket next year to LA, but we don't know that yet. And if anybody's any recipe they would like, this recipe, or they have thought about another kind of Swedish Scandinavian recipe that they want to try, just hit me up on an email and I sort it out for you.
I love it. I like what you said, cook, connect, and contribute. Is that a new slogan for Nordic Delight?
So that's going to be the core values for that brand, that are my core values in general. It's just twisted a little bit. For Archer Jewelry is I can't even remember now. It's so early in the morning. But I'll have a saying is be kind, stay proud, and have courage. So that's one of my mottos for my Archer Jewelry brand.
Yes. Loda, you know, you always say to stay strong like a Viking and find your tribe. And I know we've been all digging down so deep this year to really make it. And I wanted to see if maybe you could leave. To think about as we navigate, and everyone's really just keeping it together one day at a time. So any words of wisdom from the Nordic side of the world?
I would say, okay, I mean, be kind to yourself. It's not good. Every day is not going to be good. It's very, you know, uncertain times we are in, but try not to freak out every day. I mean, I have days that it feels like, what am I doing today and what for? Take those days off, watch Netflix or go to the gym or go out and walk or just don't worry about it and worry about it a day when you feel like, all right, I'm ready to worry about it. So be kind to yourself, because the most important thing is your health here and health here. So
yeah,
take care of yourself.
That's giving ourselves permission as entrepreneurs. I struggle with that all the time. And I literally have to write it down. Like, okay, I take 2 hours. And like you say, Netflix and chill. Get some popcorn. Get a glass of wine or sparkling water, whatever I want to do. And just give myself permission to shut the engines down. Like, don't pick up my phone. Just chill. And as entrepreneurs, and some are mothers and some are fathers and some are teachers and anything you are, I don't think we give enough time for that. I don't think we give ourselves permission. And I love that you said that. If it feels like too much, don't do it at that time. So
absolutely. Entrepreneurs are quite hard on themselves. We work hard and we push ourselves harder than yeah. we have to. No one else is going to push us. So just know when to hit the handbrake for a while.
That break button. All right. Well, Loda, we really appreciate you spending some time with us today, and we will see you in a couple of weeks. I know you're going to have another dish as we get closer to Halloween and Thanksgiving and the solstice and or fall. I believe it's a fall solstice over there. Also, give us your plugs one more time in case we need to find you and they weren't listening earlier.
Okay. So Nordic Delights, Nordic D-E-E Lights. @gmail.com if you want to have a recipe, what I presented today, or something else, or you want to ask me something. And the same goes for the Facebook page, Nordic Delights, D-E-E Lights, and Instagram the same. So we can find me there. You can DM me, you can have questions, or just want to shout out, that's fine. I'm there.
Love it. It's good to see your beautiful face so early in the morning on that side of the world. Thank you for cooking us a beautiful apple crumbler cake, and your salmon looked amazing. I could taste it from here. And I can't wait to see you here in the next couple of weeks, Lota. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Monique. Amazing. Good to see you. Bye.
You're welcome. All right. Good to see you. Love you, and love everything you're doing over there in Bali. All right, you guys, that was Lota. And a special shout out to her brands. Again, Nordic Delight, she just launched a new logo. Congratulations on stepping up your game during this pandemic and really mastering and honing in on your brand and how you can make a difference and help people in this time and keep your brand afloat. And a shout out to her jewelry line, Archery Jewelry. You've seen me wear it before. It's that beautiful silver ring. She's got some necklaces and bracelets, and a lot of beautiful decor that you can put on your body and feel like a Viking all the way from L.A. to Bali and Bali to L.A. And that was Loda Lassasson. All right, you guys, I have another guest, I believe, calling in soon. Ronan, you're going to let me know if she's in the wings here. And while we're waiting for that to happen, I do want to do another shout out to some of our support. I want to say thank you so much to Michael Solberg Family Wines for continuing to be a supporter of this show, of the big picture, of everything that I'm doing. She's a sister and a friend, Leah Solberg in Oregon. I want to give a shout out to Oregon up there with the fire victims and anybody suffering from California, anywhere that you are, whether it's fire or pandemic or anything that you're going through. us at the start, we at the Startup with Monique Leray, we are thinking of you, we are loving you, and we're hoping to be able to do some things for the community as we grow. I am doing my toiletry packages. I collect toiletries as I travel on the road, and I have, you know, the basics. So if you've lost anything or you just need some help, we have the basic toiletries, soap and hair, shower caps and combs and, you know, all the basic things, female things that you might need. Save Our Jewels, a shout out to Tiara Moore. Save Our Jewels was on last week and she'll be here next week speaking about natural female care. So that's something that if you need, we can team up. But just email me at the startup with Monique Leray at gmail.com. And it's spelled L-O-R-E, Monique Leray at gmail.com, the startup. And we will get you, just send us the address and no shame in it at all. We will ship that out to you and provide a tracking number. So again, thank you so much for everybody that's supporting Michael Solberg Family Wines. It's a beautiful family tradition. Second generation, the father, Michael Solberg, began it in the late 80s. And the daughter, Leah Solberg, is now second generation owner and continuing that legacy. And her wines are very affordable, usually under $25. And you'll have to check the shipping in your area and during this time, as I'm sure the prices are fluctuating with everything going on with the post office and with shipping and your state and taxes and things like that during a pandemic. So those fees might vary. But she is available at michaelsolbergfamilywines.com. I want to give a shout out to anybody who's starting a business. They took their pandemic PUI money or their stimulus check and they started a business. We love it. If you need help with a logo, if you need help with a landing page, we are your one-stop shop at Cap Aquarius Media. I not only do brand event placement, I also now do brand building. So we do virtual brand building. If you need a logo, you want to turn that concept that's on that napkin, that's been on that napkin that you doodled at the restaurant a year ago, and you want to make that an actual logo, we can help you with that. And I can also help you with your landing page. My new company is called The Followship Company, The Followship CO, and we help you get your followership up. And you need a logo for that, and you need a landing page for that, and you need content building for that. And we are a good hand-holding beginning place to start. So if you are someone that perhaps is a baby boomer and it's into technology, don't know what you're doing virtually, that's okay. You can be vulnerable with us. We will hold your hand and show you how to just get that idea off that napkin and start and become virtually visible. All right. Hey, Ronan. Ronan is my producer, you guys. So whenever you hear me yell that out, he's in the wings keeping this show together. Ronan, can you tell me if Charlena is in the wings? Hopefully she is. Okay, that's all right. Hopefully she'll join us. I know that sometimes, like I said, these days everyone's trying to do everything at once and people are cooking and schooling and making a living and driving. And shout out to everybody holding it together. This year really is testing us all. I'm on the road. As you can see, I'm lit. Thank you to my team this weekend here in Niagara. Shout out to Anthony in Buffalo, New York. Shout out to Rosalind Cashmeyer. This is my lighting team that they've been able to put me up here. So I want to give a shout out to our support in St. Louis, Missouri. Lady Ray J at TOKOV Radio. Hello, Lady Ray J. Thank you for all the listeners in St. Louis, Missouri. Early November to find out who wants to share their pandemic stories. So I don't know if you guys can see. That is beautiful Niagara Falls. And right across where the lights are, that's Canada. So I am still, of course, on the U.S. side. And there's a big heart in the window here. I don't know if you can see it. You probably can't. If you haven't been here, this is one of the wonders of the world. Just to see this beautiful body of water and magic. It's a calming place to be. Yes, this is LA Talk Radio, and this is the startup. But you know what I've found, ladies and gentlemen? Starting up a business sometimes requires you to travel and you have to just be flexible. And my life has been that way lately and I'm okay with it. I know that I won't always do it from the road. You guys might get bored of the same old background from me, but that'll be coming soon. But I think we'll keep sprinkling a dose of travel in my show. If you guys don't mind me kind of being rogue, we don't mind giving it to you this way. But definitely we're working on a stable set, a stable home set where it'll be beautifully lit. Again, I want to just say a beautiful shout out to everyone that supported my 1 year show in Miami. Thank you so much for that. The Dream Hotel South Beach, Gentry Stanley was my producer on that and lighting. And we had James out there, his associate, as well as Christopher John, who's a cast member on the Pandemic documentary with me. Thank you so much for my cake and everything you did there, as well as we had Billy's Heaven and Hell Seasoning. We had Michael Solberg Family Wines. We had Archery Jewelry as a sponsor. We had so many beautiful people. We had Chef Corey. If I missed your name, please don't be pissed off. Let's see. Ronan, do you have any activity for me there? And if we don't, that's okay. We will catch her next time. If Charlena isn't on, I want to give a shout out to Charlena Allen. Undetectable Hair. I'm going to get under her her guidance here with these braids, you guys, and see what she can work up with this hair at some point. I've been kind of doing the braids as a pandemic hairstyle. It's easy to do while on the road. But I think Charlena Allen has been in the business since she started at age 13, which is amazing. And she's revamped her brand. She's done all the beautiful celebrities in Hollywood's hair. She can do anyone's hair and make it undetectable. And if you're not familiar with that term, what that means is taking your hair, however it looks, and adding some pieces to it and making it undetectable as a hairstyle, you know, free-flowing in the wind or in the shower or blown out or rolled up or curled. Undetectable is not detecting any additions in that hair. That's what I believe it means. And I've pleasure of having beautiful hair done by Elgin Charles, and I believe Charlena Allen was also taught under Elgin Charles in LA. So shout out to Elgin Charles, shout out to Charlena Allen. Charlena, we didn't get you this week, but we will get you, beautiful, and you're going to show us your undetectable hair. Charlena Allen Beauty is up next very soon, and I think that's it. What else do we have to share? Oh, if you do have a story in the upcoming areas, you guys have to email me. The Pandemic documentary, we're doing a special extended trailer viewing event with BUTV, and it's going to be streamed through the Roku channel this winter. We're so excited. I'm so excited to show you what we've been doing and how we pieced everything together and giving you real stories on the road with entrepreneurs and health experts and every people dealing with this COVID-19 thing. And, you know, oh, we've got Charlena on. Great. Charlena, how are you? Oh, can you hear me there, Charlena?
Now I can. I can hear you now.
Okay. Hey, beautiful.
Hi.
Look at that hair. Hello, gorgeous. Look at that hair, darling. Yes. Greetings! I'm in Niagara Falls right now. You look beautiful.
I'm in Niagara Falls. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm in Buffalo. Yeah, I'm up here.
Oh, okay, I got you.
Yes, yes, you're on.
Traveling.
Look at you. You look gorgeous.
Thank you.
Yes, we're traveling for the pandemic, and you've been a supporter of that. Yes. So we have 4 minutes left. Tell the people about which.
Take your mask off.
Oh, we can't hear you.
Take your mask.
I know there's kids away. I know. Well, tell us about your brand.
Can you hear me?
Yes, now I can. Beautiful.
Okay. Let me get closer.
All right. Charlena Allen, the infamous. Tell us about your beautiful hairline, your undetectable hair. Tell us about your brand.
Okay. The hair that I use in the past, of course, you guys know I'm a celebrity hairstylist. My name is Charlena Allen. I'm responsible for the looks on Sierra. Back in, like, I don't know, like in late 2000s. I mean, well, we are in 2000, but you know what I mean. If you look at my portfolio at Charlena Allen, hair.com, you'll see my portfolio. But the hair that I use on most of my celebrities, like almost all of my celebrity clients, was a certain vendor that I've used for years. So I decided to do business with him and create my own line called Undetectable Hair. Can you hear me?
Nice. It looks undetectable. I love how the fan blowing your hair, by the way. It's so bad.
I'll put a prop here.
It's fabulous, darling. Look at that.
Yeah.
I like that prop. I want to look like her. I got to get out of these braids, Shalina. Look at that hair.
I love it.
Oh, thank you. I love it. So where can people find you if they're tired of their braids or they're tired of the same old hair, pandemic hair? Where can people call or email you to get their hair done? Help us. We need help.
You will call me at 213-291-4472. You can find me at the LRC Beauty Suites on 3rd and South Canada. And that address is 8474 West 3rd. In suite, we're upstairs on the second floor, suite 204.
Great. So right now, people are really concerned about going in and getting their hair done or doing anything, you know, during a pandemic. What level of cleanliness and beauty, you know, how can you reconfirm to people that it will be safe? What are you doing in your studio?
Right now I'm not in the salon. I'm on vacation. Only due to the surgery I just had on my my right shoulder. I had laser surgery on one rotator cuff, but three tears in the rotator cuff. So right now I'm down to probably December, but when I go into the salon, I will have UVC filtration and lighting system, either or, that will keep COVID out even when I'm not there. I will practice social distancing, of course. Everyone is mandatory for them to wear a mask. I never book my appointments on top of each other anyway, so I don't worry about that. And I'm OCD. Like everybody knows.
Me too.
So, I mean, I'm OCD. I was already OCD before this pandemic. I've been tested negative twice. I don't know. I mean, you know, I'm going to practice, you know, and do what I need to do. And we also have, we're required, if you're a licensed cosmetologist or a barber, to take a barberside class, right? Which is a sanitation company. They make sanitation.
That's right. Shalina, it sounds clean. We're going to find you. You guys, check out Shalina Allen. She's on Instagram. She's coming back in about a week. We're going to have her back, and we're going to spend the whole hour with her beautiful, undetectable hair. Thank you for joining us. Heal up really good. And you guys, as I ask you every week, what will you start up today? Have a good Sunday. Be safe.
Have a good Sunday. Thank you. Bye-bye. That was... Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
You're listening to The Startup with Monique Leray, only on LA Talk Radio.